Our first set of news stories for part two begins with Gogo Safari supporting the Canaries. A touch of Carrow Road came to the city centre after a local artist live-painted one of the Gogo Safari sculptures. Mick Richardson dressed a mini G head to hoof in Norwich City Football Club's brand new home kit. The event took place at Safari HQ in the Forum and gave trailgoers a chance to see Mick's creativity in action. A spokesman for NCFC said, "We're absolutely thrilled to see one of the Mini G giraffes proudly wearing the new Norwich City Strip as part of the Gogo Safari Trail. It's a lovely tribute that reflects the creativity of our local community. We're proud to support Break and the incredible work they do. Seeing the club's colours celebrated in this way is fantastic." Mick, the artist, is also no stranger to sculpture trails, with more than 100 sculptures under his belt for trails across the country. His colourful creations have raised more than £400,000 for charity, and he has painted around 20 sculptures for Break alone. He also lends his expertise to the Gogo team, helping touch up the sculptures before they head to auction. Expected to be a fan favourite, the new Mini G will be on display in Safari HQ from Monday, July the 28th. It will also be a fantastic piece of memorabilia for any Canaries fan hoping to snap it up at the Gogo Safari charity auction later this year.
A pub crawl around one of Norwich's most vibrant postcode areas is returning this summer. The NR3 Beer Mile is coming back for its third year and, for the first time, it will be expanded across 2 weeks instead of a long weekend. It will run from August the 11th to the 24th and aims to highlight the variety of pubs in the area. NR3 is increasingly becoming known for its bars and restaurants and has been dubbed the city's answer to Shoreditch in recent years. It is being organised by Tim and Jesse Dodd from the Roseberry and Richard O'Brien from the Cottage. Both pubs are among the 17 venues along the official route. The others in the loop are the Playhouse, the Beer Hatch, the King's Head, the Stanley, the Whalebone, the Plasterers, the Duke of Wellington, the Brewery Tap, the Ribs of Beef, the Artichoke, Malton Mardle, the Merchant's House, the Weaver's Arms, the Leopard and the White Lion.
Archaeologists have called for a report into a small development site in Norwich because of links to a medieval settlement. Norfolk County Council Historic Environment Services have flagged that a development for three homes at Beauthorpe Hall could be built on archaeological remains. They say the property in Beauthorpe Hall Road lies within the suspected extent of the deserted or shrunken medieval settlement of Beauthorpe. John Percival, a senior officer for Environment Services, suggested that no development should take place on the site until an archaeological written scheme of investigation has been submitted to and approved by the local planning authority. According to the proposals lodged by the developer, John Piggin, of Village Homes Norfolk, the land for the three new dwellings is at the site of a current existing underused car parking area. Norwich City Council is yet to make a decision over the plans.
Norwich's oldest hotel is planning to extend its showroom displaying a fleet of luxury cars. Maidshead Hotel in Tombland submitted proposals to make its garage bigger to accommodate a third Bentley car to its collection. Under the scheme, which has been approved by Norwich City Council, the Grade 2 listed hotel will also add a gym to its site. In its submission, the design statement said the proposals are not to the detriment of the building's historical fabric and will endeavour to promote future business viability. The oldest parts of the Maidshead date from the 1400s, but the site was formerly a palace owned by the first Norman Bishop of Norwich, Herbert de Lozenger, in the 11th century.
More than 40 patients are urging the council to reject plans to turn a city centre dental surgery into an apartment. To date, Norwich City Council has received 48 objections over a bid to turn Cotman House near the cathedral into a flat. Patients fear the conversion will be the wrong decision for the vital community resource if planners for the council approve the application. One person said, "Without it, hundreds of children will lose the NHS dental service. I strongly object to this community resource being closed." The plans, lodged by Dean Shields of Domus Management Limited, detail the conversion of the dental surgery at St Martin at Palace Plain into a kitchen and dining area. As part of the proposals, the staff room and the current toilet and decontamination room could also be converted into two bedrooms. Jonathan Frost, the dentist at the surgery, said, "We are very grateful for all the support shown by our patients. We've been here for 22 years and are very proud of the Cotman House Dental Surgery. We would very much like to continue providing the continuity and quality of care that we are so proud of to our broad patient base."
A Norfolk printing firm has gone into administration due to rising costs. Swallowtail Print, based at a leased premises in Drayton near Norwich, has appointed administrators after an attempt to sell the business proved unsuccessful. All 44 employees of the around £5.4 million turnover company have been made redundant. Joint administrators Joe Watts and Andrew McTeer of Norwich-based McTeer, Williams and Wood said the company had faced difficulties since the pandemic. In recent years, it was hit by inflation, soaring energy bills triggered by the war in Ukraine, and rising employment costs on the back of changes announced in last October's budget. A significant amount of interest was received, but although a number of offers were made, none were for the company as a going concern and could not be proceeded with, the administrators said. Swallowtail Print ceased trading on June the 24th, appointing administrators on July the 1st.
Norwich plant scientists have launched an ambitious research programme seeking to borrow immunity principles from all forms of life to protect major crops from disease. The John Innes Centre, or JIC, based on the Norwich Research Park, has been awarded £500,000 for the project from the Advanced Research and Invention Agency as part of its Programmable Plants initiative. JIC group leader Dr. Phil Carella said the project opens exciting new avenues to understand how plants can be protected against pathogens by incorporating immunity strategies found in bacteria, fungi, and animals. "We aim to address pressing challenges in crop protection through bold biology-inspired innovations," he said. "Our vision is to unlock the rich diversity of immune strategies found across nature and to rewire plant immunity beyond the constraints of their evolutionary history." The Carella Group investigates the core principles that underpin immunity across the plant kingdom. Increasingly, researchers in the group are expanding their scope to investigate immune strategies across other domains of life to see if they can apply this knowledge to plants, including major crops.